Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting.
Can barely hear you.
Hard hear, quite faint.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
This damn phone. Okay, is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's good.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting on November 13th, 2014, in various locations around the country. And I am Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board and serving as the Interim Executive Director for Pacifica, and I am asking Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair the meeting. Tony?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I think the Secretary called the formal roll.
Yes,
that would suffice, or are you going to call it again formally?
Yeah, because we weren't on this stream.
Okay.
Janice Lane Ewart is not going to be with us. Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
Brian's here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Jose Luis Fuentes, present.
Eugenia Coburn.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Presente.
Lydia Bresson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Adriana Castanez.
Here.
Hank Lamb. Hank, did we lose you?
Oh, here, sorry.
Okay, thanks. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell had indicated he would not be able to be here tonight. Carolyn Burden, are you here yet? Janet Coleman.
Here.
Lynn Roberts is present. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Presente.
Is that King? Heather Gray?
Here.
Tony Norman?
Present.
We have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Secretary. Can we get a timekeeper? Anyone want to keep time?
I think Brian's on a bike. Can someone volunteer till he gets indoors?
I'll do it. This is Markey.
Okay, and the next item we have is...
So, Mr. Chair, Raul Salvador Campo is here as well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Raul.
I'm sorry, Raul.
Okay, we have a request for excused absences, I think, for Richard. We're going to go with that without objection. And I guess one for Janet, correct? Without objection.
Correct.
Okay. We'll now proceed with the agenda. We have 30 minutes on this item. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, and Serene comes back.
Is there a second?
Bento.
Okay, Serene.
Janet K to the stack, please.
Adriana to the stack.
I heard Serene, Janet K, and then Adriana. Serene.
Lawrence to the stack also, please.
All right.
Okay, so thank you. There were two motions that were noticed that should have been on the draft that you guys received. One was a motion from Adriana on budget process and budget monitoring that was sent to us on October 30th, and one from Lydia to revise the motion that we reported out with regard to the hiring freeze. And those should have been part of the draft agenda. So I would like those to be discussed first and the placement of those to be discussed.
So you're making an amendment. Could you just succinctly state what that amendment is? And also,
it's not actually an amendment per se. It's a correction to the draft agenda that I sent out this morning.
What are the corrections again? I'm sorry.
It should have contained the motion from Adriana Castaneve on budget monitoring, and it should have contained the substitute motion or the amendment to the motion on hiring freezes from Lydia Brazan.
And where are those in the order of the agenda that you said?
That's something that we should decide.
Janet Kay.
Well, I'm confused. For me, are you making a recommendation amendment to the agenda as to where you want this to go?
Yeah, I would recommend that the hiring freeze motion be the first thing that we do after the CFO report, and that the hiring motion, I'm sorry, the budget monitoring motion come just before the approval of budgets, the examination of budgets, which I know Brian intends to add to the agenda, which he notified us he intends to add to the agenda.
Margie for the stack.
Okay, is there a second to those amendments that Shireen just proposed?
Bennington.
Been moved and second. Margie, I think I heard Margie. You're speaking
yes.
to the amendments.
I'm sorry. First, I
Janet
need some
Kay, point of information.
Yes,
hold
Janet
on one
Kay,
second, Janet. Just let me do this. I need to find out when I want to be on the stack, but I need to. I forgot to note when we started this discussion because we have 30 minutes for this discussion, and I don't know when it started.
Does we started at I have it here 8:46.
8:46. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Shireen had mentioned the CFO report, and I don't see that on the agenda either.
Shireen, you want to address that? Did you mention
the
CFO report?
I'm going to bring up the agenda, which I'm actually not looking at right now. Hang on one second. Okay, we have a... I'm sorry, it's after the agenda approval. Sorry. It should be the first thing after the agenda approval.
Should be, or I mean...
It would be the new number two, if you would.
This is Margie.
Okay, Margie, we had you on the stack to speak to the amendment.
Yes, I want to make an amendment to the amendment. I want to do it after the ED hire. I want us to get to that tonight and discuss the report that Janice sent to us. So I object to having this discussion before that item. I want it to be item number three.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
I'm really confused because the agenda that I got does not have CFO report on it. Two, there were two items that Shireen mentioned, and how many are we talking about and where?
Shireen, is it possible you could get those adjustments in writing to us to get some clarification while we're discussing this?
I'm just getting online, but I'll repeat my statement, which apparently was not sufficiently clear. The hiring freeze, the new hiring freeze motion, the proposed hiring freeze motion from Lydia should go after, I wanted it after agenda approval, which is to say before the ED hire. Margie has moved that, in fact, it come after the ED hire. The other motion, which is from... Because Janet asked a question about the CFO report, and I said I actually wasn't looking at the report at the agenda. Now that I have the agenda up before me, there is, in fact, no CFO report, and I've indicated twice now where I want this amendment to go. On the issue of the budget monitoring motion from Adriana, I'm suggesting that it go immediately before wherever Brian asks the budget be discussed. So for now, if you've got to put it someplace, let's put it immediately after Lydia's hiring freeze motion.
Okay. Well, the way I have it here, Margie has made an amendment, and is there any objection to Margie's amendment?
This is Hank with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Hank, what's your...
I've been searching my emails. I have no agenda, and it's not posted on KPFTX.
Okay. Serene, is it possible to resubmit the agenda and then the adjustments that you're suggesting to get that out?
Sure. Give me a minute. Everyone should have received the agenda this morning. I sent it both to the board as well as to members of the public, but I'll certainly send it to Hank again. I assume everyone else has it, correct?
I appreciate it. And we need to probably add the motion that I sent out several days back.
Well, I guess we'll get to that when we recognize you, Hank, if you want to make an amendment to the agenda.
Point
of information.
I've asked previously to be on the stack when we get around to it.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Was there someone that said a point of information?
Yes,
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet Kay.
All right, so it's my understanding that Margie is suggesting that wanting the CFO report to go after the ED hiring and the others to go after that, the other two that...
May I respond?
Is that correct?
No.
Margie, is that...
No. There is no CFO report. Raul has been traveling this week. He's on the call. I'm sure he'll have stuff to share with us. But neither he nor I made a formal written report for this meeting tonight. There is no CFO report on the agenda. What I am proposing is that the motion that, my brain just went dead. The motion that Lydia raised about the question of the hiring freeze come after the discussion on the ED report, ED hire, just because I want to be sure we get to that before we run out of time.
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lydia. Are you speaking to Margie's amendment, or?
I am.
Okay.
And also, people are moving around something that I noticed, so I would like to speak to it. So, yeah, I did not envision the hiring motion to come before the ED report. The ED search. I think that's important. I agree with Margie. And then I just wanted to make a note of the need to move up the motion from the governance committee regarding LSB's prerogatives. I'm driving, so I can't read the exact motion. But it's been on the agenda. It was passed August 13th of 13. And I would prefer that be before the higher motion as well. And I think that should be first, the budget motion, the higher motion and the budget motion. But all after, I agree with Margie, after the ED search update.
But just to be clear, so are you making another amendment, or you're going to, because we have an amendment, we have Margie's amendment on the floor now to move it up, so.
Right, but I was concurring with that. And you can consider the other two items. She said the higher motion after the ED report. And I agree with that, and I'm also saying, because I'm going to be driving and I'm going to miss, that the other two motions can be considered an amendment also after the ED search report, and that the governance committee motion of those three motions should be considered first of those budget motions.
So, Lydia, you're actually making an amendment to the agenda in addition to Margie's amendment, so we can accept that if there's a second to it, and then we can have a debate on that.
Second.
But point of order. This is George.
George, what's your point of order?
You've got to take them one at a time. You can't have two main motions on the floor. And in this case, they refer to completely separate items. Deal with the Serene's motion first. That would be my suggestion. And then take up Lydia's other motion about where to put governance committee reports, et cetera.
Well, I think Serene made an amendment to the agenda, and then Margie made an amendment to that, which was relevant to Serene's agenda. She wanted to just move in the order.
Yes.
And my comment was in support of Margie. So
then we
move
on.
So I think to have clarity, we need to dispose of Margie first. Is there any objections to Margie's amendment? If there's
Janet
no objection.
Kay, just one more quick question.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So Margie did say that maybe Raul would have something to say, but where would that be in the agenda? I don't
That's not
again.
What she said. I misspoke and you misheard Margie. She
to
said, I'm sorry, may I respond to the member's question?
Okay, sure.
Okay. I misspoke when I said the CFO report, Janet, and I have thrice now said that I'm looking at the agenda, that that was not my intention, that, in fact, I wanted it positioned relative to the ED hire. I made one motion. Margie has made a substitute motion because it's the opposite of what I said. Lydia has spoken in support of that.
Okay.
I don't know why you keep returning to the CFO report.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do?
Chair.
Yes, Lawrence, what's your point of information?
Are you going to continue to allow this triangulation to continue where there seems
no.
to be only three or four people speaking and the people that had asked to be on the stack have not had the opportunity to
correct.
Voice their concerns?
Well, no, Lawrence, you were asked to be on the stack to Serene's motion, and we do have you on that, but then that was an amendment, so we have to dispose of Margie's amendment, and then we'll get to that stack. So once again, we're back to Margie's amendment. Is there any objections to Margie's amendment?
Can you repeat it?
Margie, could you repeat your amendment again, briefly?
Sure. My amendment is that the issue of Lydia's motion on the reconsidering our motion on the hiring freeze come after the discussion on the ED search, which is based on a report that Janice sent to us earlier.
Okay. So we'll accept that amendment without objection. Okay, without objection, we accept that amendment. Now we're to Serene's amendment. And do we have any discussion on Serene's amendment? We can take a stack. We'll take 2-4 and 2 against.
Point of information.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information?
You're referring to the Adriana, my position of the Adriana budget monitoring motion?
I'm referring to your adjustment that you were making to the agenda that you made.
Right. I had made a two-parter. I had asked that the hiring freeze motion Lydia's hiring freeze motion come before the ED report. Margie's substitute was the opposite, and it was just approved without objection. So my request on that is dead. The second part of my request was for Adriana's budget monitoring motion to come to follow the hiring freeze motion, which it now can, now that the hiring freeze motion is after the ED report, ED search report.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Anyone wants to discuss that item? Okay, can we adopt that item without objection? Without objection. Serene, could you send us those adjustments in writing so we can be clear on exactly what those were, so everybody can be on the same page, along with what we just approved, Margie's amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is
and
Lydia.
I think we had Lawrence on the stack. That
Janet Kay, I was on the stack next.
Okay,
and I have a point of information and possibly order afterwards.
Pardon me?
What's your point of information, Lydia?
Well, I had made that other amendment about the
I can't hear you. You're whispering.
I'm driving and I'm on Bluetooth. My question is about the other amendment that I made that George said was out of order until we dealt with the others. That one was about the governance committee motion coming before the other two.
Well, what we'll do is put you on the stack, Lydia, and then you can make that motion.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Well, she was asking about the amendment.
Who is
that?
I can't tell what you're saying, Shirley.
Who is that?
So that was Hank.
Hank.
No.
Shirley's not on the call. Sorry.
I thought I was muted. What I can do is put you on the stack, and you can make that amendment when we go back to the discussion of the agenda.
Okay. I thought I already made it, but okay. Fine.
Okay, we have Janet Kay, and then I have Lawrence, and then we have
okay.
Lydia. Janet Kay.
So, yes.
I understand.
I knew
was
that,
that? I didn't hear. Was that Brian?
Janet Kay.
I'm sorry, I heard somebody. Okay. Janet Kay.
I move that that governance committee motion, motion item 4 under Roman numeral 10, committee reports carried forward from 2013, number C, or letter C, governance committee, about the move that the salaries, this is the wording of the motion, the salaries of all Pacifica employees and all payments to consultants shall be disclosed to each LSD prior to the beginning of the budget process. That be moved to before the hiring freeze motion.
Is there a second to that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, please?
Lydia, second.
Janet Kay, could you summarize and repeat what it is you want to move up and where you want to move it?
Right. There is a motion under the committee reports carried forward from 2013 from the governance committee. It's item number 4. So to move that up before the hiring freeze substitute motion. In other words, that would be the first one after the ED hiring report.
And Lydia, second.
This is Marlene. Okay. I just want to know where that motion is. I didn't.
Me too. Janet, okay, could you repeat
that? The long agenda way down.
It's at the bottom of page
Roman
9.
Roman numeral 10.
Oh, the bottom of page 9. No wonder.
Yeah, Roman numeral 10.
Okay.
And then letter C, and then it's number 4.
Okay.
Point of information. Oh. This is Kim.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
Can somebody explain to me why this motion is important enough to move up?
Well,
you know,
we'll get to that.
I don't care. I'm just curious.
Kim, we'll get to that when we get to the motivation and discussion on the amendment. Okay, so we just got a second on the amendment, and Janet Kay can motivate it. You want to motivate it? Janet
Well,
Kay?
Yes. I mean, we are very late on the budgets, and we have a financial crisis in a way with Pacifica. And before we approve any budgets, we, the board, the directors, should know what the salaries are and the consultant payments will be that we would be approving.
This is Kim.
And those are not included in the budgets.
Yes, they are.
Okay, let's have a stack on that amendment. We have Kim. Anybody else?
Serene, please.
Kim?
Well, I'm just curious because this information is provided in the budgets to treasurers and to the PNB. So I'm just curious why people want the LSB to have this payroll information. I'm impartial about it. I'm just curious.
Okay. Who was next? Kim, who was on the stack?
Point of information.
This is Serena.
Benito, what's your point of information?
I'd like to understand why we are trying to get into the content or essence of a motion at this point when all we're doing is setting the agenda. Can somebody please explain?
Well, that's correct. Well, we should only be speaking, the discussion should only be speaking to the moving of the amendment on the agenda. We shouldn't really get into the substance of
this
the
This is
action.
Kim. I'll just explain. I'm just asking.
I'm sorry. Point of order. Point of order.
Serene, what's the point of order?
There's a stack. There's a stack.
Okay.
I'm on the stack.
That's correct. Next person on the stack is Serene.
Okay. I think it's fine that all the motions, that we catch up on all the motions, but I do not see why something that speaks to the beginning of the budget process needs to, at this point, be moved ahead of the budget monitoring motion, which is where we are, because we have budgets that are complete, if not yet approved by the PNB. So this motion speaks to what should happen at the beginning of the budget process. It actually takes effect next year. It doesn't change anything that's happening right now. So I disagree with moving it up.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, you're speaking for this particular minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we max out on 2-4 and 2 again?
No.
Yeah, we already got 2 against. We only need one more 4.
Oh,
I'm 1-4.
Kim, point of personal privilege, I was not against. I was merely, or 4, I was merely asking questions as to why. So I'm neither. I'm agnostic.
Okay, Lydia?
This is Hank. I'll speak 4.
Okay, Lydia and then Hank.
Okay. Yes. If you can hear me. Yes, the point is that once you put, first of all, there are LSVs that have not approved their budget. KPFK happens to be one of them. But the other issue is that once it's on the agenda, we can amend. I am certainly predisposed to amend, particularly since the LSVs but a month, in January, need to review the budget to see if their station is carrying out and is on time with what they've laid out in the budget and within the budget at that time for its quarterly review. And so I am, once it's on the agenda, I actually plan to amend it so that it is more timely, but nothing can be more timely than these budgets and the LSV's approval process that needs to include all of the information. How can they be expected to first approve something if they don't have all of the elements? Thank you.
Okay, Hank.
Well, I think that we need to discuss this as soon as possible because of some of the things that she just mentioned. It's critical that this body be on top of what's happening financially. And a budget is what we operate by every year. Coming budgets set the tone for where we're going financially and as an organization in general. And, how many we can hire, who we can hire, where we have to make cuts, et cetera. It's critical that we get this stuff nailed down ASAP. By now, we should already have the CFO handing out budgets to people that haven't turned them in yet.
Okay.
There should be a fait accompli at this point.
Okay, we have 2-4, 2 against. We'll now go to the vote on this particular amendment. Janet Kay, you want to briefly summarize what the amendment is and where you want to place it on the agenda?
The motion is to move the item 4 under Roman numeral 10, committee reports carried forward from 2013. It's a governance committee motion, and it has to do with that the entire LSB be able to see all the salaries and payments to consultants prior to the budget process beginning.
Point of information, Hank.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of information?
Why are we talking about LSD? That's the second
That's what's in the motion.
Point of order.
That's in the motion, and it can be amended.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay.
Yeah, who is that, Kim?
It is for the LSB. The PNB gets this information.
Kim, was that a point? I'm sorry, Kim. I didn't know what you were making, a point of information or a point of order.
I was making a correction.
Oh, well,
don't understand what the motion is.
You don't get to jump back with
the
correction.
Well, we can't do that. He was just asking that information about the amendment, and now we'll have to go to the vote on the amendment. She just repeated it. And is there any objection to this amendment to the agenda?
What is the placement again? I'm sorry.
What is what?
Right after the ED hiring, right before the hiring freeze substitute.
Okay, I would object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the amendment?
Brian Edwards Speaker.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis? Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Brethon?
Yes.
Kim Hoffman.
I'm going to pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Caponet.
Yes.
Frank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden, are you here? Janet Coleman.
Abstain.
Bruno Roberts votes no. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yep.
Heather Gray.
Abstain.
Going back, Jose Luis, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Rodrigo, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Hello, Serene. Are you going to ask me again? This is Kim.
Would you like to answer, Kim?
I would like to vote.
What is your vote?
My vote is to abstain.
Abstain. Chair, the vote is 10-1-5. I would think
it's passed. The amendment passed. Chair is not voting. Okay, just for a point of order of the day, can I timekeeper tell her how much we have on the agenda to debate this agenda? How much
you have three more minutes.
Okay, we have three more minutes. Linda, I think we had Lawrence on the staff. And then I think we had Brian next.
And Hank.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I just, what's happening is that what I want to bring up is that it should be on the agenda that the audit committee made a motion to retain the auditors for the next audit. And the secretary was supposed to forthwith submit that motion, but the secretary of the audit committee was supposed to submit that motion, but that motion has not been submitted. So I'd like to put that on the agenda.
I second. Hank?
Could you summarize what that is that presently listed on this, the draft agenda that went out?
No. It is not. It should be, but it is not because the secretary did not submit that report, that motion.
So could you summarize again and put it in writing and submit it, tell us again what the amendment
is?
I'm
in the street, so I really can't do it right now.
But could you summarize it so we know everybody will know exactly what your amendment is to the agenda?
The audit committee decided to make a motion to retain our present auditors to conduct the next audit as well. So that is essentially the crux of the motion.
And where do you want to put that on the agenda?
Right after that motion from governance.
Point of information, George?
Yes, George, where's your point of information?
Is just to notice us that the audit committee did that, or are we supposed to approve the audit committee's suggestion that we hire the same auditor for next year?
We're asking for approval.
That's correct, George. I'm sorry. Can I answer that, Chair?
Yes, Lawrence.
Yeah, that's essentially the decision that the audit committee made. And wanted the PNB to adopt it and move it forward.
Okay, is there a second to doing that? In 1 second,
yes,
Lawrence? Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to that? Without objection, we'll add that to the agenda after the government's motion. Next person on the stack is Brian.
I'd like to move that we add budget motions from the Finance Committee immediately after item 2, Roman numeral 2, on our agenda.
Point of information.
Okay, let me just get a second to that amendment.
Any do.
And Secretary Kim, what's your point of information?
Well, which budgets?
Brian, you want to speak to that?
All the budget motions that are in the reports I sent the board.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We'll now have Brian. You want to motivate that?
And point of information, if you can tell us what Roman numeral 2 is, I'm driving, so I can't see.
Roman numeral 2 with Executive Director Hiring.
Point of order.
Yes, Pam, what's your point of order?
Yeah, we were out of time about 3 minutes ago.
No, we were out of time and not expired.
We are, yes, our time has expired, but it just expired.
But Brian, not before Brian made his motion.
Not before Brian made his motion.
But okay, our time is up now.
I move to extend 5 minutes for this discussion.
I second.
10 minutes.
This is Lawrence. It's been moved and seconded to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
No, I corrected myself. 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes, I object. Brian.
Brian objects. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the extending the 10 minutes on this agenda item?
Brian Agustin.
On the point of clarification before we start.
Benito.
I'm not clear what we're voting on.
We're voting on the extension of time for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but to do what?
On the agenda, I'm sorry, to discuss the agenda for another 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on extending the time for 10 more for 10 minutes?
Brian
Edwards
Tegart?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're not expecting to be called on, please mute. Someone has a TV or a partner or something happening.
All right, we'll find out.
Brian, you said no?
Correct, I said no.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
No.
Lydia Brasson?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Marshalls, yes.
Okay. Adriana?
No.
Kent Glam?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Karen Roberts votes no. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janet Coburn, you passed.
Yes.
Jim Brown, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
One moment, please. Hear the vote. I have 772.
772.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 771, because Janet changed her pass to,
No, it's 772.
772.
Okay.
So you don't need to vote. It fails. It requires two-thirds to extend.
Okay. Time limit.
Point of clarification.
What is your point of clarification,
but isn't it true that the chair could break a tie if she or he so wanted to?
Not
yes.
At all.
Well, you require.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
But no, it requires two-thirds for this particular.
Perhaps George could clarify it for us.
It requires two-thirds, so it wouldn't have made a difference. It requires
okay.
Two-thirds.
All right.
Okay.
Is that correct, George?
George, did you want to speak to that?
You got it right.
Okay. We're now proceed to voting on the amendment that was on the floor, which was Brian. You want to quickly repeat your amendment before we go to the vote?
To add budget motions from the Finance Committee immediately after item Roman numeral 2 on the agenda.
Can we know what the motions are before we vote for them?
I'm sorry. May I be recognized?
Doreen, you have a point of information or a point of order?
Yes, a point of information.
Yes.
Actually, I just want to... So, item number two now consists... What do you think is... Item number two is ED Hire, and all the other things that we've added are item number three. I just want to be sure we're in agreement on that.
Is that correct, Brian?
Is that what you understand?
If this motion prevails, my intent is that the budget motions that have been sent out in writing to the board will come up immediately after item two.
I have not seen the motions.
Okay, I'm sorry. He sent them on the, I think, the 10th. He sent out all the budgets except for W and reports with them and motions. But Brian, my question is, since we've added the hiring freeze motion and the governance committee motion and the budget monitoring motion, do you treat those as those three additions as number three, and you intend for the budgets to come before them, or you intend for them to be treated as part of two and for the budget to come after them?
The budget motions would precede them.
Okay,
we have to approve budgets before we can figure out how to monitor them.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay. Everybody understand the motion on the amendment, so we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edward Seeger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Marty Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Brathorn? Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman? Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Cafre? Adriana? Hank Lamb?
No.
George Levin?
Yes.
Janet Coleman? One second. Janet Coleman? Can you read Janet? Who is trying to speak?
Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Janet can't hear you. Pound pound one to unmute. Serene votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
Huh?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I said yes.
Yes. Janet Coburn, you passed?
I abstained.
Rodrigo, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman did not hear you.
Abstain.
Adriana did not hear you. Okay, I'm not hearing you. Janet Coleman.
Janet.
Okay, one moment, please.
They keep calling you. Really? What do they want?
This is George. I passed. I'll vote yes.
Oh, thanks, George.
Could everyone mute their phones?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get to the phone fast enough. I abstain. Janet Coleman.
Janet Coleman abstains.
Yes.
I have 11-1-4.
Okay, the amendment passes. Chair is not voting. We'll now vote on the full agenda with amendments. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Was there any objection to the agenda with amendment?
Yes. Yes.
One objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the full agenda?
Brian Edwards-Teeter?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Dennis Colvin?
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes, and would you please ask that person who's talking to put their phone on mute?
Janet and David, can you mute the phone? Janet, can one of you please pound one?
Maybe turn off the TV.
That's not the TV, that's the mate. Anyway, whatever. Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Tim Kaufman. Tim?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, Lydia, I missed you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence, yes.
Adriana Casadez?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Am I on mute?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, I'm staying.
Okay, thanks. 3 votes, yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
1 moment. I have 12-1-3.
Okay, chair is not voting. Agenda is adopted. I would hope everyone has submitted those amendments in writing and the adjustments in writing. So now we will proceed on the agenda. So can someone help? What is the first item we have on the agenda?
Now or later.
Is it the CFO report? Or
the next item we have is ED hiring.
ED hiring, I'm sorry.
We have
15 minutes on this item. Who's going to speak to this? And who's speaking to this? Margie, are you speaking to this?
No, I'm not. But Janice sent us a report, and I was hoping one of the members of the Personnel Committee could sort of walk us through it.
Okay, Lydia, are you there, or you want to walk us through it?
I am here, but I'm still driving. We have a secretary, Kim. Is the other officer.
Okay.
Janet Colvin is also on the committee. Hank is on the committee, and Jim Brown are on the committee.
Okay, so who's going to speak? We have 15 minutes. Who's going to start to speak, giving us a report on this? Hello? ED hiring. Hello?
Lydia was pointing out that Kim is the secretary, and I don't know. Kim, are you there?
Well, what is it you want me to do?
Someone put it on the agenda. We have to, I guess, assume somebody's going to report on this item.
Okay. Just read Janice's report. And if anybody has questions, that's what I would recommend. Thank you. But
can someone summarize this for the, we have a public here. We're on the public stream. Is someone willing to summarize what we have here?
If Kim doesn't have it handy, maybe Janet Coburn can read it or summarize it.
Is anyone on the committee who would like to summarize the update, the report? Is there anyone on the committee who would like to summarize? Is there anyone who has questions on this item?
Yeah, what kind of committee is this?
Janet?
Janet
Kay? This is Janet Kay. All right.
Yes.
So,
Lawrence R.
Let me pull it up here. All right, so there's been a hiring process for the ED.
Yeah, I'm sorry, point of personal something, privilege, I guess. Can you, Janet Coburn, can you just direct people to the time of the email?
Sorry?
I'm saying just tell people, in addition to reading it, tell them when it was sent so they can read along.
It was sent by Janice Lane Ewart at 2:42 p.m., probably Pacific time. And the subject is PNB Personnel Committee Update. And why don't I just read it?
Well,
At the moment, is that timekeeper, excuse me, is the timekeeper keeping, timing this on 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. We're 2 minutes into our time, so let's move.
Okay, let's move. Yes. I'm sorry, could you continue, Tank?
At the most recently scheduled PNB meeting, an update on the hiring process for a permanent executive director was listed as an agenda item. However, I was unable to provide an update due to time constraints. Given that this may occur again at tonight's meeting, please see below. Okay, so here is, and the I was Janice. All right, so here it is. One, 25 candidates have submitted materials to be considered for the position. The job announcement crafted and approved by the PNB Personnel Committee requested each candidate submit a cover letter, resume, and 500-word essay on the importance of independent media. A different job announcement was posted by the national office, which did not specify the inclusion of the essay. Two, of the 25 applications, 6 applicants submitted full packets, 18 applicants did not provide an essay, 2 did not provide a cover letter, 1 provided only a cover letter, 2 provided only a resume, and 1 applicant indicated no longer being available for the position. 3, each applicant's materials will be reviewed by the full PNB committee, personnel committee, with respect to the ED job description and ranked from high, 5, to low, 1, with greater weight assigned as per order of importance of job qualifications. And here are the qualifications and weights. A, nonprofit management, weighted 5. B, fundraising, weighted 5. C, human resources, weighted 5. D, finances, weighted 5. E, legal, weighted 5. F, communication, weighted 5. The following 2 weighted 3 points, promotion and governance. And the last 2 weighted 1 point, programming and general administration. 4, SurveyMonkey will be used as the tool for each committee member to provide their scoring for each applicant. Committee agreed to review all applications, including those with all requested materials. And the weighting of each job qualification will be established within the design of the application review process, resulting in a tally process done automatically by SurveyMonkey. 5, PNB Personnel Committee approved a motion to share all applicant materials with the full PNB board via Google Docs share as view only, no downloads, following the completion of the review scoring process of the PNB Personnel Committee, approved following committee discussion as a means of maintaining the confidentiality of each applicant and prevention of possible lobbying of any candidate by non-PNB Personnel Committee members. 6, the PNB expressed a commitment to complete the ED hiring process before seating of the 2015 PNB board, to be accomplished by adding meetings necessary for completing Google Hangout interviews, potentially 5 to 7 candidates, and in-person interviews inclusive of the full PNB board, potentially 3 candidates. And then finally, the 7 PNB Personnel Committee, the PNB Personnel Committee will be meeting Monday, November 17th in open session and Monday, December 1st in closed session.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, we have Benito to the stack. Anyone else to the stack?
Margie.
George. Margie and then George.
Hank.
You got Hank. He was before me.
Okay, Benito, Hank, Margie, then George.
Okay, number 1, I would ask if the committee has given any thought to possibly sending some kind of notice reminder or something to those folks that didn't hand in a full package and inviting them to do so. But number two, and as far as I'm concerned, a million times, a billion times more important than anything else, I don't know. I would like to understand why the committee has not included a category of social justice, or the experience of candidates with promoting social justice as a category. And I would like to suggest that they do so. Last time I checked, this was Pacifica, and it's supposed to be about social justice, and you can work for Fox News with all those other, qualifications. What makes Pacifica theoretically different is that it's supposed to be about social justice, the people's movements. And so I think it is most important that, yeah, we need somebody who knows how to do this, that, and the other. But in addition to knowing how to do this, that, and the other, which they can do anywhere else, in order to work here, you got to demonstrate a history of promoting social justice, period.
Okay, Hank? Hank?
Well, I would agree that they need, a heart to do that. But as directors, it's our job to direct them to do that. They are supposed to do as we direct them to do. If we tell them go after a social justice issue, that's their job. And we can ask them questions in the interviews regarding those things. But the functional aspect of the job...
Wait, Hank, we just lost.
Hank, you're breaking up.
Sorry. The functional aspects of the job are what we included in weighting the thing. Now, every person that votes on this has the opportunity to weigh heavier or lighter according to their opinion on things. And, the scoring system kind of allows for all that. And we want somebody that is capable of actually doing the day-to-day work and getting it done while Pacifica as a body moves forward on social justice issues. And I'm not negating what he's saying. I'm saying it is important. But as a part of deciding what we really needed in a person, we need a person that can do these other things to get the job done daily, 365 days a year, essentially, 245, whatever it is. And,
time.
I think that's, that's probably good enough,
Okay, is that 15 minutes? We're out of
time
on this particular item.
Time on the speaker.
Time on the speaker. We have five more minutes before the end of this.
And this is Lydia, so as to respond somewhere on the stack.
We're
the member of the committee. Yeah.
Let's go through the people, and then we'll get to Lydia too.
Okay.
Margie.
I'm sorry. I read this thing, and I'm not clear about how it is proposed that the PMB members will have access when. Let me see if I understand it. What I get from what the report says is that the committee is going to look at the applications first. Then they're going to be placed in a secure location where the rest of us will be able to read them. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Janet Kay, can I answer?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So the committee will... view the applications and then score them. And once after they're scored, then they will be made available to the whole committee, to the whole PMB.
Oh.
Okay, Monty, did you have any?
No, that's. I don't like that procedure, but I don't. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Next we have on the stack is George, Lydia, then Adriana. George.
Yeah, just a short question. Promotion, I take it, means what? The promotion of the network outside of the network, or what does that mean?
Janet Kay, you want to respond to that?
Well, yes, it means that, and also internally promoting the whole network and stations everywhere.
Did everyone mute their phones?
Well, let me just make one other comment. I agree with Benito. Whatever's put in these procedures, I know I'm going to be voting on the basis of does this person have a real commitment to the mission of the network?
Right.
That's all.
Okay, Lydia, next on the stack. Lydia, then Adriana.
Yes, okay. So absolutely no question about that. We were all very committed to probing and asking when it comes to developing the questions, their feelings about the mission statement, et cetera, right? However, by HR advice in the past, you have to be very careful. You can't ask people's religion, political affiliations, and I know this is different, it's peace and justice, but it's very close too. And, you know, we can easily slide into that. So we want to keep this clean in terms of our EEOC requirements and